This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump asserted on Twitter Sunday that he will soon file big cases challenging the 2020 election results in which Joe Biden is the projected president-elect. Earlier, President Trump appeared to acknowledge for the first time that Biden won the presidential election. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. The Sunday morning tweets included several baseless claims about the November 3rd vote, calling it rigged and only a victory for Biden in the eyes of the media. However, state and federal officials say the election was safe and secure. On ABC's This Week, Trump's former national security advisor John Bolton called on Republicans to speak up.
If the Republican voters are only hearing Donald Trump's misrepresentations, it's not surprising that they believe it. It's critical for other Republican leaders to stand up and explain what actually happened.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
UN-led talks aimed at appointing an interim administration in Libya to help bring an end to a decade of conflict concluded without naming an executive. The UN says the parties have agreed to a virtual meeting in about a week to agree on a selection mechanism for the coming authority. The leader of Ethiopia's rebellious Tigray region confirmed on Sunday that his forces had fired rockets at the airport in Eritrea's capital. It is a major escalation that raises fears of a wider war in the Horn of Africa region. Tigray's leader accused neighboring Eritrea of sending tanks and thousands of troops into Tigray in support of an Ethiopian government offensive. Ethiopia launched the campaign in Tigray on November 4th after accusing local forces of attacking federal troops. This is VOA News. Israel's housing ministry and a settlement watchdog group say the country is moving forward on the construction of hundreds of new homes for Jewish residents in a sensitive East Jerusalem neighborhood. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The housing ministry has opened up tenders for more than 1,200 new homes in the Givat Hamatos area of Jerusalem. The settlement watchdog group Peace Now and other critics say construction there would seal off the Palestinian city of Bethlehem from East Jerusalem, further cutting off access for the Palestinians to the eastern sector of the city, which they claim as capital of their hoped-for state. The move may test ties with the incoming administration of President-elect Joe Biden, who is expected to take a firm attack against Israeli settlement expansion after 4 years of a more lenient policy under President Donald Trump. I'm Zaria Shagli.
The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reports more than 54 million coronavirus cases have been confirmed around the world as of Sunday. The U.S., India, and Brazil continue to top the list as the places with the most infections. In Europe, the continent is facing another surge of the coronavirus, and several countries have imposed tighter COVID-19 restrictions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is self-isolating after being in contact with a member of parliament who tested positive for COVID-19. Johnson fell sick with the virus in April. Peru's interim president, Emmanuel Moreno, resigned on Sunday after the country's political parties demanded he step down or face impeachment. This follows the deaths of two people in a protest over the sudden ouster of his predecessor. Moreno had been in office for less than a week. Four astronauts who were successfully launched on the SpaceX Crew Dragon Resilience to the International Space Station Sunday. This is the first of what the U.S. hopes will be many routine missions following a successful test flight earlier this year. Crew will dock with the International Space Station on 0400 GMT Tuesday. Dustin Johnson has captured the Masters Golf Tournament in record fashion.
Johnson has posted a record 20 under par total to win the Masters by commanding five shots. Johnson overcame two early bogeys to cruise to victory on the back nine with a final round 68 to secure the win over Australia's Cam Smith and South Korea's Sun Jae-im, who tied for second at 15 under. The 36-year-old Johnson laid claim to the tournament with a first day 65 and dominated from there on a rain-softened fall Augusta National course. It was his second major win, ending a long wait after winning the U.S. Open back in 2016. I'm Graham Agars.
More VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Best music.